I have been involved in the education and the training of men and women to be pastors. I tell them their main purpose in ministry is to lead people into an experience of salvation and to be filled with the Spirit. And what I tell them is this: you cannot lead somebody into salvation unless you yourself are saved. And you cannot lead somebody to the place where God will fill them with the Spirit unless you are filled with the Holy Spirit yourself. You see, the blind can't lead the blind. That's what Jesus said. Listen to it. In Luke, the 6th chapter and the 39th verse. And Jesus spoke a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? You see, Jesus said, we will know false teachers by the fruit of their lives. Those who teach us about salvation, we must be confident that they are saved themselves, that they follow the gospel of Jesus Christ. If they want to lead us into an experience of the fullness of the Spirit, they must be filled with the Spirit themselves. We see, how is a person saved? Well, there's repentance. That's where we turn away from sin and turn to God. We change our mind. That's what that word literally means, to change our mind. We confess our sins, and we confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that He died for our sins, and we believe that He can forgive our sins and that He has forgiven our sins. And we receive the Spirit of Christ, and we are saved. We're born again. We become new creatures. And then, as God's children, as His adopted son or daughter, we ask Him to fill us with the Holy Spirit. And I can testify to you, there's no other way to live as a Christian but in the saving grace of Jesus Christ, walking with His Spirit and being filled with His Spirit, with grace and with love. Let's pray. Oh, Father, I thank You that You have filled me with Your Spirit. I thank You, O Lord, that You have saved my soul. I thank You, O Lord, that You have given me such blessing. Help me to give it out. You have given me eyes to see, so let me explain the truth to others. You have given me ears to hear, so let me explain Your wonderful grace to others. You have shown me that You want to fill me with the Holy Spirit, so let me show others. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.